It is Saturday, February the 8th. 11 games to get to, one tipping off very shortly. Let's get into everything. This is the Saturday pre-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need, that's all that I need. Got my brothers with me, got my brothers with me, and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere and everywhere you consume fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Let us get into 11 games. We will jump straight in because the first game tips off in about 20 minutes. Houston at Dallas. For Houston, still no Fred VanVleet, so they will run with basically the same lineup they've had for the past week. Amen Thompson at the point guard spot, Tari Eason starting. Make sure he's rostered. Cam Whitmore and Reed Shepherd are our two stream targets, as well as maybe Steven Adams if you need rebounds. 11 games, though. So remember, streaming possibly tricky tonight. You may not have spots. You may want to save it for tomorrow night. For Dallas, Anthony Davis will make his debut. PJ Washington also returns from a personal absence. So the starting lineup we are assuming we will get, and this is the starting lineup I've been talking about, is, well, we are going to get it because they've confirmed it. Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford. So Gafford's still worth rostering. Takes a hit, but he'll still do stuff. He's still going to get some blocks and rebounds. Max Christie is probably the guy we want to keep a close eye on here and see. Is he playing ahead of Spencer Dinwiddie, Dante Exum, Jaden Hardy? We know he's ahead of him, but how many minutes does he get? If it's mid-20s, he's probably not a hold. If it's closer to 30, he's close. So let us monitor that situation. Right. Indiana at the Lakers. Miles Turner out, which means Thomas Bryant is who we are looking at here for your big man stats, for your blocks, for your rebounds. Toppin, Neesmith, McConnell, Shepherd, 11 games, probably. And I don't think they'd be top of my list tonight. Lakers, we were sort of looking forward to this game, and now, probably not going to be. Well, there's still a chance Mark Williams plays. They're simply waiting on the trade to go through here. But, of course, when there's a multi-team trade, there's multiple players, there's multiple teams, they need a lot of boxes to be ticked and not all ticked yet. So there is still a chance he plays, but we are only a bit over an hour away from tip-off. So at this stage, not looking good for Mark Williams. Jackson Hayes will remain in the starting lineup. No Luka, no LeBron. So Rui will remain in the starting lineup. Finney-Smith probably comes in there and plays that power forward role. Gabe Vincent in as the point guard alongside Austin Reeves. So probably a big night for Austin Reeves if they're going to be competitive. Vincent, sort of a specialist, I suppose. If you need some assists, maybe steals, you could give him a look. Finney-Smith likewise. Oh, there's my yawn. Should call it the yawn podcast. I don't know. Every morning. Finney-Smith, he's not that exciting. He's probably on the radar, but that's about it, I think. Jared Vanderbilt, someone I'm considering picking up in a couple of leagues where I'm punting certain categories, rebounds, steals. He has been doing a lot of that of late. That will change, of course, once Mark Williams comes in. and there won't be as many rebounds to go around, but for now he is a bit of a specialist. Atlanta at Washington. Atlanta get Clint Capella here. So curious to see what the rotation looks like, the front court rotation. Onyeka Okongwu is obviously going to start. Does Capella play as the backup? Is he out of the rotation? Where does Larry Nance fit in? And then Muhammad Gay, Dominic Barlow, V. Krejci, these guys that have been playing some additional minutes. Now, Josh has actually got Muhammad Gay listed here as being in the G League. I don't think I saw... Okay, so he is in the G League, so we would assume he won't play tonight if he is down playing with the G League, which will mean, yeah, it frees up a roster spot, I suppose, there for Clint Capella. So let's monitor. Caris LeVert, George Niang also set to debut. First game, we may not get a look at what their typical role is going to be, but we should get an idea of where they fit. So is LeVert going to start? I don't think he will, unless they wanted to play Reece Shea at the power forward. But, yeah, I don't really see that working. I guess against this Washington team, maybe. But I think it's probably Reece Shea at the three, and then I guess Barlow stays at the four. He's not playing anything close to starters minutes, so we don't need to look at Barlow. You could consider LeVert, I guess, if you want to take a flyer, or Nance, but with Capella back, raises a couple of questions. For the Wizards, Keyshawn George coming off a very good game last night, of course, is questionable. If you picked him up, fingers crossed he plays for you. Malcolm Brogdon is off the injury report. Middleton, Smart, Saar, all out. Holmes will therefore likely start again and is a streaming candidate. Tristan Vukcevic will play the backup. Probably not enough minutes in standard leagues to be rostered. Deeper leagues, keep an eye on him. Kispert, points and threes. Carrington, some assists. Again, I don't know how high I'd have him on my streaming pecking order tonight. Make sure Koulibaly's rostered too. I'm pretty sure he is. San Antonio, same lineup. Steph Castle was bad. Well, not bad. He just wasn't good in that first game. Really good last night. Let's see if he just settles in the middle. Is he closer to 20 minutes or 30 minutes? That will determine his long-term, I suppose, fantasy role. Long-term, not sure how long-term he's here in San Antonio, but for now, let's have a look. If you picked him up after last night, fine. We'll see how he goes tonight. Vassell wasn't great last night. Hopefully he'll be a little bit better here. Sochan had a double-double. I think his minutes still do push up closer to 30, which is going to impact Barnes, possibly Castle, Keldon Johnson. For Orlando, we're still watching Goga Badadze. He's had some foul trouble. He was just played off the court. I'm still trying to stay positive here and believe that he will get to a 28-minute starter's role, but I'm losing faith with every passing performance. So he is a hold for me at the moment. Let's see how he goes tonight. KCP, I don't think we need to be holding him. Suggs, doubtful again. It's been doubtful for about a week. Weird. Cole Anthony, Anthony Black are our two streaming guards there. I would rather Cole Anthony, just based on what we've seen in the last week or so. The Warriors head into Chicago. For the Warriors, Jimmy Butler, probable. So hasn't been officially named or cleared to play. They're waiting on some, again, other trade pieces to be ticked off. But a good chance he plays, I think. If he does play, we will see. I mean, he'll start. But, yeah, I know they're talking up this Warriors rotation. I'm not convinced. Good good sort of test for them against the Bulls, who are a pretty mid team. They're not elite by any regards, but they're also not a not a Washington or a Charlotte. That they're a decent team that is putting in effort. So yeah, I think it'll be a good indication of how this Warriors team is going to piece together. They have no Kuminga, obviously, but what does Pozemski do? What do they do with the center rotation? Do they play Draymond at center? How much ball can Buddy Hield get? Where does his value sit? Quinton Post was signed to a 2-year deal, so they obviously like what they've seen from him. And sure, he's been fine. He, to me, is still not the center that you need if you want to compete. But he seems to have the leg up on that position at the moment. For the Bulls, Lonzo Ball is questionable, just injury management stuff. They're traded guys, Kevin Huerter, Trey Jones, Zach Collins, are all off the injury report. So I don't think it impacts the starters too much. Maybe it shaves a little bit off all of them, but it's more that bench unit. Who is where? Who's positioned where? Is Trey Jones sort of level with Lonzo Ball? Where does Zach Collins fit in terms of Jalen Smith? Who is that backup center? So a few questions there, which will make streaming a little bit hard. But do make sure Bouzelas is rostered. OKC at Memphis. Chet ruled out. Second night of a back-to-back. Cason Wallace also ruled out again. So Isaiah Hartenstein will he was in the starting center spot last night, but he will stay there and just have less competition, I suppose, for those big man stats. Everyone shuffles up. Lou Dort is questionable to return. He will just come straight back into the starting lineup. We look at Isaiah Joe, Alex Caruso, as streaming targets, and I don't know, maybe Jay will, but probably, yeah, again, 11 games. Yeah, no, forget that, actually. I'm not that interested in him tonight. For the Grizzlies, Desmond Bane upgraded to questionable. Obviously, if he returns, he will cut into Luke Kennard, GG Jackson, Scottie Pippen, all of those guys. Look, they got rid of Marcus Smart, which clears a little bit of the backlog here. But for me, I think outside of Morant, Bain, Jaren Jackson, probably Zach Edey is in that category now as a must roster player. The rest of them are all speculative at best. Portland at Minnesota, the surging Blazers, Scoot Henderson, Denny Avdija, both questionable. Obviously that would make some will force them to make some changes here. If Avdija is out, Shaedon Sharpe will likely just come straight in. If Avdija is out and Scoot plays, I think Scoot probably comes in there. So, yeah, that a few questions there. If both of them are out, it's probably Sharpe going in. It's probably Chris Murray playing a bit more and maybe Delano Banton as well, stepping into a larger role. For the Wolves, Mike Conley questionable, Anthony Edwards questionable. Again, if they play, we're not really doing a lot. If they don't play, Nikhil Alexander-Walker would become a streamer for tonight. Rob Dillingham, maybe. I'm not convinced of him. I'd rather Alexander-Walker, even though he himself has not been very consistent. But it'll be more for Naz Reid. It'll be more for Jaden McDaniels. Someone's going to have to score. I mean, maybe Dillingham does pop for 15, 18 points, something like that. Boston at New York. The Celtics are without Drew Holiday again, which honestly doesn't really matter because he's probably a drop anyway. Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser, both see an increase. Pritchard, I haven't really seen him dropped or on the waivers anywhere, so he's probably rostered. Sam Hauser, if you need some threes. For the Knicks, Josh Hart, Karl Anthony Towns, both probable. OG Anunoby, doubtful, and I do doubt that he plays. So we keep rolling with Precious Achiuwa for tonight. That's really it in New York. They're always a very easy team to project. Denver at Phoenix. Jamal Murray, Michael Porter, both questionable. Aaron Gordon continues to be listed probable with a calf injury that he was supposedly fully recovered from and ready to return 3 weeks ago. Don't know why he's still on the injury report, but there you go. Maybe it's because it wasn't 100% healed. If Murray is out, Julian Strouther is who we look at. He started in the last game. He didn't do anything, but I still think he could have some value. If Aaron Gordon is out, it's probably Zeke Nagy because Peyton Watson is out. But it'll just be a lot of Nikola Jokic and then other pieces, really. For Phoenix, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Vasili Micic, all questionable. We saw what this rotation looked like last night. Royce O'Neal, worth streaming in. Grayson Allen, likewise, especially if Durant and Beal are out. If they return, I think O'Neal and Allen are still on the radar, but not obviously not as high a priority. Pelicans play the Kings. For the Pelicans, Carlo Matkovic is questionable with an illness. Of course he is. Alvarado, Hawkins will both play. Bruce Brown, Kelly Olynyk still out as part of that. Well, we assume it's part of the trade. So what are we doing with Matkovic, I guess? I still think he's a hold. Obviously, if he doesn't play tonight, it's a bit of a bummer. I see him as more than just a stream. I see him as someone we want to get a look at least for maybe a week or until Kelly Olynyk and Bruce Brown make their debut. If they come in and play minutes and Matkovic goes back to 15 minutes, we drop him. But if he's pushing 30 minutes, then I think he's probably going to be a hold. For the Kings, fully healthy. So Keon Ellis, if you need steals. Valanciunas, if you're desperate for rebounds. But I do think he tops out at about 12 to 15 minutes. Utah at the Clippers. For Utah, John Collins, Lauri Markkanen. Doubtful, second night of a back-to-back. I guess we're just resting players now. Lowry will be listed with a back injury. John Collins, I'm not sure what injury they'll assign to him. Jordan Clarkson is probable. Surprising. I would have thought they would have rested him as well with his ongoing foot stuff. That gives some players like Michael Potter, Filipowski, Juzang, a little bit of extra run, but it'll just be Collier, it'll be Kessler, it'll be Keontae George. Svi Mykhailiuk, I talk about him often as just being a three-point option. Even when they're healthy, he's an option. So with a couple of injuries or a couple of resting players, he gets a small bump there as well. For the Clippers, Bogdan Bogdanovic still out. So, yeah, it'll be Amir Coffey, it'll be Chris Dunn. We look at Derek Jones, we probably hold, soft hold. I don't think he's must roster, but he's doing okay, he's doing stuff. And then once Bogdan comes in, he will take probably a little bit away from him as well as Coffey and Dunn. And Ben Simmons, who cleared waivers, he was bought out or is about to be bought out, intends to sign with the Clippers. I don't know. I mean, I've got Ben Simmons in, I think, in one or two leagues, and I'm holding him. I'm just going to hold and see. See what his role looks like. Just because we know he only needs sort of 25 minutes. Is there 25 minutes here for him? I don't know. But, yeah, I don't mind holding him and seeing what happens. All right, let's have a look if there's any just last-minute stuff. Miles Turner, yes, still out. We talked about him. Mark Williams is indeed out tonight. Anyone else? Oh, Alex Len has been waived. I did see that and will sign with the Pacers. Probably won't play. I think Thomas Bryant will remain ahead of him in the rotation, so I don't think we need to do anything with Alex Len. All right, let's get to a couple of very quick questions. Then I need to go and set my lineups. We know if Gay is starting playing. So, you know, it doesn't look like he's playing. He's been assigned to the G League. Matkovic is ill today. Should I hold him? Other wire options are Keyshawn George, Diabate, standard league punt field goal percentage build. Yeah, I mean, Diabate, if you're punting field goal percentage, doesn't have as much value. Keyshawn George, I think, is probably pretty comparable to Matkovic, but he is also questionable tonight. So I would hesitate dropping an ill player for a player that is also questionable. Diabate is probably the safest of the three, but in a punt field goal percentage build, he obviously loses a bit. Chad, thank you for taking a nap so that we got some more player movement. Wayne asks, bench one of these players, Io Desumu, PJ Washington, Koulibaly. Need help in rebounds, free of throw percentage, and blocks. Bench one of these players. These days, I hate these days when you've got to make these decisions. Who would I drop there? I don't know. It's pretty tough. They're all pretty close. I think you could make a case. Look, if you need blocks, rebounds, I would say PJ, but with Anthony Davis there, I don't know what his rebound numbers are going to look like. He has been out as well for a few games, like a week. Maybe it's PJ. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I think I'll go PJ, but it's very close. Do I think GG or Vince will start ahead of Jalen Wells? At this point, no. They could play more minutes than him, but I don't think so. I think they're winning. They're playing well. They seem to have invested in him as a starter. So unless they were to start losing games and they need to mix things up, I don't think so. I think Jalen Wells will remain a starter. All right, that will do for the pre-game show. Post-game show will probably happen. There is a chance it won't. I do have to coach this afternoon, so it will depend. It might be a bit early, which means I might not be able to sort of catch the last. Well, let's have a look when he's... Oh, hang on, I can look over here, can't I? The last game's at 2:30 p.m. my time. And I'm coaching at 5, I think, which will be when the game's finished. So I would have to start the show sort of halfway through that last game. 10 o'clock. Maybe. We'll see. There may be a post-game show. Even if it's just a slightly abbreviated one, I'll try and get one out. That will do for today, though. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Please go and do all of the things that I always ask, download and subscribe. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.